This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey, Stu. Your rent's due, motherfucker.
Hey, Aries. You heard about that new podcast app called Anchor?
I sure did, Andy. Guess what? It's time to pay some bills. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
And they have tons of creation tools that allow you to record and edit your own podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
And we know you know about that money, Jew boy. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So go download your Anchor app now for free, or you can go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Get your feeling, baby.
That money.
Yeah.
And don't be pulling that falling down the stairs shit on me, you hear?
Talking about the TV stuff yesterday, and I guess you being from New York, you know, remember how a lot of these stations have it's not just Fox or ABC, it's WPI. I think New York was WPIX.
Yeah,
yeah. So if we were a radio station, thank you for tuning into WPI. Oh, Steve. Akil Kadaj, Comedy Versus, Aries Ego Stroke. Sup, A&A, I agree with you both. It's difficult to set up a Comedy Versus directed to the masses. People want to see the big name comics go at it, but don't understand why it doesn't work. All comedians have different styles. If it's joke for joke, roasting, or even 15 minutes set for set going at each other, the best matchup for the masses will be between, and he writes, a will no popular comic versus what he should have said was a well-known popular comic. $10 a lot of money. As I said, $10 a lot of money. I spoke in $10 a lot of money. God damn it. The best matchups for the masses will be between a well-known popular comic and a respected but lesser-known comic that had a similar style. The truly best roasting matchups would be with comics like Capone, Jeff Ross, Cat, Lavelle, CP, the legend, Robin Harris would kill it. Aries versus Godfrey would be entertaining, but as dope as Godfrey is, he doesn't stand a chance against you. Godfrey has a few impressions over you, but you have perfected so many more. You also have the amazing talent to fully and accurately deliver the personality, cadence, and the mindset of the subject. Because I'm a bad man. sounding like someone else is only half the job. Could a comedy versus work any other way? 15-minute set for set on set topics. I don't think so, man. I think roasting and impressions. I just don't see how you do material. I just don't see how you do it. Roasting, yes. Impressions, yes. Anything other than that, I don't get it.
No, I don't think you can, because then it becomes subjective of what is comedy, what is funny.
Right.
And then do you let them do material, or does it have to be new material? Does it have to be something that hits? I don't know. I just think it's too complicated. We already have it, though. It's wiling out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I didn't even thought about that.
It's already been done. I mean, I don't see how you could do it better than that.
Right. I mean, and the only show, and it was really short lived. I want to say it was called Snaps, but there was a thing. I remember Corey Holcomb was a thing either on it or one of the judges, where it was, you know, motherfuckers cracking on each other, and that's where I heard Corey Holcomb say the joke, which to this day I thought was one of the rawest shits ever, when he was said, "Nigga, your mama pussy so dirty, the middle of her drawers look like hot wing paper." So other than that,
but see,
yeah.
How else would you do it without that? That's the only way you could do it, right?
Right. The most honest way. Deidre Ann Johnson, if she writes female comedians, what about Ali Wong? She is a riot. You ever seen Ali Wong?
Yeah, she is funny.
Something about her, I don't feel.
I know. I think she's. I know. I do think she's funny.
Right.
And it's her humor isn't all directed at female humor. It's funny. So, and yes.
What does she talk about?
Well, she was pregnant on her last, on that, the last, special.
I think that's what bothered me.
She was pregnant?
Yeah.
She was funny though. I
can't mix women's humor with real life. You know what I mean? Had the baby, bitch, and then come back to the mic.
But there's funny. I mean, there's a lot of funny women out there that are lesser known that I still think are funny. But like Sarah Tian is funny. Do you know Sarah?
No.
She's funny. She's very funny, actually. I'm trying to think who else I think is really funny that's out there right now that people might not know about, unless they're comedy people. But
see, without sounding chauvinistic, here's part of the problem to me with when you go female comedy, who's funny? This is what happens. Who's did you ever see? Wait a minute. Now, if we go male comedy, who's funny? Chappelle, Burr, Cat Williams, Cedric the Entertainer, Dave Chappelle. We could go, the names flow. There's not a lot of pause. But in between thoughts.
But I don't hear about them as much. So that's part of the reason why their name isn't.
Well, why don't you hear about them?
Their platform is different. I admit that their platform is different.
You hear who makes noise.
Yeah. There's two comedians in New York, and I can't.
Female?
Yeah, and I can't remember
their name. You can't remember?
I can't remember their name right now, but I don't remember a lot of people's names. Right. So that's not a fair way of judging
it. Name three male comics in New York right now.
That I think is...
Name three.
Dave Attell.
Right, who else?
Big J Orkus.
One more.
Big J. Another one?
You fucked up my point.
But that's just you. Yeah.
Because your fucking brain has seizures.
Well, and there's a lot of comics that I really like. I'm just really bad with my brain. But
I remember in Portland when I did my Caitlyn Jenner joke, this Asian chick wrote me a seething Twitter report, hated me for it, but then ended it with, "I'm a comic." Like, bitch, hand in your fucking badge. Ah. So this is the most disgusting thing you could ever do.
Well, you know, we don't like every comic's jokes, though. We don't might not like their take on
it. But it says in the Oath Comedic Manual that you keep all disparaging opinions to yourself in regards to that.
I think that that's off the table.
You don't attack another comedian. Even if you don't like another comedian, that's fine. But you don't attack another comedian.
I think it's off the table, though, about that, not keeping that shit down. I mean, I think they, I don't know. Man, I want to find out the name of these two.
Darren, episode 117, question. Hey, what's up, Aries and Andy? I've been listening for a while now. I started off at episode 200. I heard you say you have to read the whole book, so I started back at one. Attaboy! And just finished listening to episode 117. I have a question. Why is it that every time a mixed person like Andy doesn't recognize the minority part in them, it's a problem? But it's never a problem when it's the other way around. I'm mixed. My mom was white and dad black. I identified as black because that's what I look like. I would look like a fool if I walked around and said I was white because I don't look white. But I never hear anyone say, hey, man, what about your white side? You need to represent that side, too. Anyways, love the podcast. Both of y'all funny. Andy, stop letting Aries fart in your room. LOL. And, you know, here's what's crazy. There's something bubbling on the stove as we speak.
No, and this is my room. I like when we do this podcast better in your room. To their point, who we are inside is who we are. Like our skin color, how we're perceived outside. That's what I'm talking about when I say it. That's what I understand from what they're saying. Because we walk through the world with what uniform we're wearing. Mm-hmm. So I get that. But, you know, it is a problem, though, too, because you have someone like Sean King that, you know, you don't really know what Sean King is.
He's a savior for niggas.
But he looks very white.
Even better, because he can get deeper inside the infiltration of the white man's camp and get the secrets to how they're going to destroy us.
But he gets a lot of shit for saying he's black because people say he looks like the white dude being him. People are very in tune to the uniform. But yeah. It's who we are is how we represent ourselves is part of it. And that's how he identifies. That's who his family is. That's who he is. You know, I get that. I just didn't need to fight people to tell them what I was because I'm not, my own family fought me on who I was. So I'm just, you know, just this dude walking through the world. So that's how I see it. And I get the benefits of looking white. So I can't deny that. And I like that. I like their opinion. I think that's a great perspective.
You know, there's a commonality when you're black and when you're white. And you got to find the middle ground because when you're black, you have to deal with all the things that come with being black. But when you're white, you don't really get those privileges because people notice the darker hue in you. So it's an internal struggle, but you got to make it work for you when you can. When I was in Chicago and I get pulled over, I'd hope the white side would represent me so that I could go home to my kids. Sasha Malel. But when I'm with Michelle in the bedroom and I pull down my trousers, it's all nigger night. I'm going to tear that uterus up. And Michelle's got to call me Barack Balls Obama.
Maybe what we need to do is, I don't know if it's Denmark. I know there's a country that's very gender fluid friendly. So
that sounds pornographically disgusting.
Gender fluid.
Sweetie, can I friendly. Come all over your tits? Why? Because I'm very gender fluid friendly.
Friendly. But if you're if you are transgendered, but you haven't made the change, or if you like just to dress in drag, you can have a driver's license. It's two-sided, and one side is your natural birth side of what you have, you know, male or female, and the other side is your other identity. Mm. And so maybe, like, if you're mixed and you're black and white, maybe you have an ID
that covers both sides.
So you can flip it over. So if you get pulled over.
Okay. All right. That might be an idea.
No.
Quarterback is toast.
Dude, I don't even think it would be so bad if it was like a fart. These are like,
my ass is a trumpet. I play music.
Dude, it sounded like a trumpet that was in water, and then you played music through it.
It has a very wet sound. That's them Louis Armstrong Satchmo lips, nigga. Them big greasy lips that belt that bitch out. Potato, you say tomato. Let's call the holding on. There are stars of gray, red roses too, pink yellow hearts. I sing them to you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful poot.
I think you should think to yourself that you fucking sharded. There's some fucking shit in
there. No, ain't no shit in there, nigga. That is, I told you, that's a dry mix. I don't know the difference between a dry mix and a wet rub. If it's a wet rub, nigga, you feel a...
I bet you would just get up and walk out. You just get up and leave.
Right.
If I ever just see you go, I'll be right back. I'll know that there's a problem.
It'll have an unbelievable, like a pig pen from the Charlie Gang.
I'm just following you, the little cloud following you.
All right. Adam Wrangle, comment about podcast. What's good, Aries? My name, Adam. My boys call me the creator. I was listening to you say you wanted to do some white shit like snowboarding. I feel the same sometimes, so check out these snow skates they make now. They are a little dorky, but you know how funny it would be to be dressed like the 80s, dipping and slide around a bunch of white people like, yeah, bro, ha ha, hit me up and we'll have a good laugh. I've always been a fan ever since I watched you in the Scary Hood Tales horror movie. I can't think of the name. Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror is what it was called, dog. I've been listening for a while now, and I agree with pretty much everything you say and talk about. I do a couple of impressions myself. I got Rasputia from Norbit down. Norbit, the mom from The Nutty Professor, the old Jewish guy from Coming to America, Donald Duck, Cleveland, and a few others. But you guys be safe and look forward to hearing more and seeing if I can give my input and laughing with you guys. Can you impersonate a rich $10 bill? Because that would be 10 bucks with a lot of money. That last sentence, you derailed yourself, Adam. But there it is. You know, one of my bucket lists is snowing, ski boarding or skis. I do want to try it. It looks like if you know what you're doing, and you go fast enough, but you got enough room where you ain't going to have a... Who's a nigga crashed to the tree? Sonny Bono?
Sonny Bono, yeah.
If you don't have a Bono... and you know why you're laughing at that? Because you like that type of dark shit. That's some shit you would say. As long as you don't have a Bono...
I don't understand. You don't think any of that shit's funny, do you?
Dude, I do, but I'd be leery about... motherfuckers getting fucked up jokes, because to me karma is, that's when you don't want karma to knock on your door.
Dude, that dead dog joke isn't working, but it's not working either, and I don't know what to do with it because I think it's fucking hysterical.
And listen, one of my fantasies, and my rich fantasies, is to have a place I could go to in Utah, up in this mountains in the snow. And I told you, it's my white woman Wednesday. No sisters. It's just me and a sauna with snow with a bevy of bad white bitches.
You want to go to Park City, Utah? That's where you
Yeah, okay. Skiing, doing all kind of snowy shit, hot cocoa, fireplace, and just I just drown myself in white delight, you know, and just a sea of white bitches. Like I fuck them till their hair fall out. And it's just a great time, nigga. Nothing but pink feet, you know what I mean? Red heels, you know, say a marshmallow skin, mayonnaise scented white women, man.
I'm just not a fan of
white women?
Of the snow skis. Oh. I like white women. I like all, there's not, I'm trying to think of.
Like, I want to wear nothing but white, a white fur, some white ski pants, you know what I mean? Some white boots. A white earmuffs, a white ski cap, a beanie. Did nothing but white, nigga.
Dude, I could see you in the beanie. I could see you doing that.
Man, I'm telling you, man. White Women Wednesdays.
Dude, is there a brand of woman, though, that you're not a fan of?
Russian. I don't like Russian.
Really? For real?
I don't like... First of all, they're too fucking skinny. They're all fucking look sick. And I don't like that anorexic look. But the Russian woman, they just don't seem pleasant. You know, they suck your cock and take it off.
Dude, I think Russian women are sexy.
Not at all, nigga. Not at all.
I think you just seen the wrong Russians.
I ain't seen no Russians, nigga. I'd rather fuck a bitch from Mississippi.
I think that you're lying now. Man.
I mean, imagine that. I'm stuck in the snowy mountains with a bitch from Mississippi and a Russian bitch.
I can't believe, really, that would be your line, Russian.
Yeah, Russian. I don't fuck with the Russians, man.
Yeah, I thought you went to Europe and you were in like those KGB kind of places.
Or nah, what? Son. Nah, I stayed out of shit like that. The movie Taken got me shook. But I'm black, so they'd be like, Taken, we got to give him back. We don't want this nigga. Wolverine, Weapon X. Yo, A&A, what's good in the hood? I'm listening to episode 288, and I have a question for both of you. I'm 46, so I came up in that TV show era of the 80s, and one of my favorite shows was Three's Company. Aries and Andy, if you could choose two chicks to room with, who would they be? Aries, no Gemma, LOL. Hopefully y'all will come back to Philly soon so I can see you to perform and meet you. Keep going hard in the paint and bring that fire content. The podcast is the best out here, no doubt. Be good, gents, and stay well. I'm going to let you take first dibs with that.
You can't have Gemma because you'd hear her come up the stairs, then you had to replace the door every other week.
Me want dick. Pull dick out.
Damn.
What two women could be famous? Yeah, famous women would you room with?
Would I room with? They would be my roommates.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know how young I want to go on this thing.
Go as young as you want. No. Maybe dabble into the crayons.
No, because it's hot. Fuck. You better go first, because I really have to put some thought into this.
I'm fuck what he talking about. Gemma and a mirror dime, nigga.
Dude, but there's no room in the apartment now.
You stupid.
There's no room in the apartment. Okay, but that's fine. That could be yours.
Let me do it. Let me do black and white. Scarlett Johansson, and I'll even take an older Halle Berry.
See, I was going to go Kerry Washington because I was going to do black and white. Because that's still my.
I got you.
I saw her on TV the other night.
Yeah,
got me going again. I was trying to think of if there's. I don't know, man.
God damn, make a decision, motherfucker.
Dude, I just
you got Kerry Washington.
Yeah, that was easy.
You ain't got a white one in your chamber?
No. I already got my girl, so like I don't
your
have
girl, what you mean?
Tara, I don't have
that is the
I don't
gayest
have girls,
shit.
No, I don't have girls to slay in
that
around
is
in
the
my head.
Gayest shit. Give me your motherfucking man card, nigga.
And I think Scarlett Johansson is an awesome choice, so I don't want to go with the same one.
You nigga brought your girl into a fantasy.
No. That's what I'm saying. I just don't have white women fantasies now.
Why? Because your girl stopped that?
No, because she's my white girl in my head when I'm having fantasies.
Oh, dude, this nigga's as moist as my last fart.
Dude, my greatest fantasy is that I can bring these other girls in and my girl would go, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Now you turned into GTA, Andy.
That's right.
There you go.
So that's why,
attaboy.
That's why she's my white girl in my fantasy. Because in my fantasy... She's like down with
that.
Well,
nigga, that wasn't in the ingredients.
I know, but
gumbo.
That's why I'm just saying that. I guess I kind of wanted it to be a redheaded chick, but I don't know any redheaded chicks that are hot right now.
You know any redhead chicks from the past?
That chick who used to Sylvester Stallone got a problem with for a while.
Brigitte Nielsen?
No. No, I don't like Brigitte Nielsen at all.
Yeah, who the fuck else would you do?
Yeah, some chick that he got in some big fucking thing.
Like real life trouble?
Yeah, real life. They went back and forth. It was a
heated thing. I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, it was a heated thing. Man, I don't know. I really don't know. Because there's choices. I only can pick two.
This nigga just said there's choices, but can't pick one.
All right, I'll pick one.
You are the worst.
Yeah.
You are the worst.
Because I hate when I have choices. There's so many, like, there's so many girls that I
pick one, motherfucker. If you got them in your head, they're there. Pick it.
I want it to be what is her name? Charlie Theron.
Charlize Theron.
But I want it to be the one from the chick that's kicking ass.
Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, I want that. That one.
Okay.
Those two.
All right. So Kerry Washington and Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
All right.
How's that?
It was long.
It was tough for me.
It's from our boy, and he sends a picture. Mookie, your boy has finally crypt walked over the broom. My player jersey is in the closet for good.
I saw this.
But I owe it to y'all. The episodes where you guys discuss relationships got me thinking over the years. And Aries, you are sort of, kind of, probably right. I'm working on making sure the maid does the dishes. Take that, Kayla. I'll holler at y'all. I'm a whole family man now. I'm married and my son will be here in December. Oh, that's awesome. Looking at the picture. Yeah, my brother. I wish you well, man. I hope that all works out for you, the baby, the critter, and the lady, man.
It's nice. It's nice. It's nice to be.
This is what I love about, and I said, this just reiterated it for me. East Coast niggas. Did you ever see the movie New Jersey Drive?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I was watching that the other day, and the nigga with the afro that had the pick in his hair that ended up shooting at the main character when they boy, which this is Donald Faison in the movie, was killed, and they coming out the church. He says something to the extent of, yo, why they have him laying up in the coffin looking like that, man? And the other dude's like, yo, man, show respect, man. His peoples is here. The nigga said, come on, man, chill. I got love for the critter. I just mean, East Coast niggas are the best. With the fucking vocabulary, I got love for the critter. So, yeah, Mookie, good luck with the critter, baby. And good luck on the marriage. Hope it all works out for you. Happy for your boy, our boy, Mookie. Who's next? I still got that motherfucker in here. All right. Fuck it. Here we go. Shannon Moore. Indy Helium Show. Hello, sir. So the Saturday early show is the show that I'm thinking I will try to buy tickets for. I am excited that it's the weekend before my birthday this time. I know that you say real comedy fans do the late show. Real comedy fans do any show. I will do the late show, but it's a 1.5, 2-hour drive for us. So that is why the early show. Here is my question. I noticed another comic on the calendar for 8 p.m. Are yours and Andy's sets short for the early show? Just curious. Nope. I give the same length of dick to the audience, no matter what it is. I don't short them on the, what did you call it? Gender fluid.
Yeah, gender fluid.
The last word. Gender fluid. I swear to God, y'all, I really want to carry a bat and start busting this thing in his beak. He can't remember his own shit. He said friendly. Was it gender fluid friendly?
Yes.
Yes, I give the same gender fluid friendly show to all my audiences.
No, there's a second room at that indie club, and that's where they're going to be doing that 8 p.m. show. It's a small room.
Oh, so that's meant for the smaller gender fluid givers.
Yeah. Dude, I'm really disappointed still in my choices. I'm
disappointed in your memory, nigga.
I went back.
You don't like your choices?
No, I like my choices, but I went back to see if I could have done better.
What was you looking at on your phone?
See, like I just pulled up women that I thought were hot. And I'm having a real, because like, there's so many. Listen, you know who I think's hot, but I can't.
Stay on camera, though.
I can't stand them, though. Who's that? Who's the singer that said that? The one who sings I Kissed a Girl?
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, she's hot, man.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I pick Katy Perry?
Because you had so many choices and you couldn't.
See, that's my problem with my brain. My brain has too much stuff going on there. Jesus. That would have been an awesome one. But I just want someone smart, maybe, or someone dumb. You might want a dumb. You know, we looked at it as black and white, but it could have been great to have a dumb and a smart one.
Yeah. Yeah, but who would you consider dumb?
I don't want to ruin my whole. Who was it? Who was the chick in the mask?
The mask.
The movie The Mask
with Jim Carrey. Oh, Carmen Diaz.
Yeah, I heard she's not
smart.
I heard she's not winning any awards.
Really?
I heard that she could be genius for all I know. But
if you had the room with two hideous ones, who would you go with?
Hideous.
Hideous.
Who was hideous? I guess my neighbors. I don't know. Like,
I can't remember. What was her name?
You know who would bother me to live with?
Who?
But I love her. But I couldn't have her staying in the same house.
Who?
Rosie Perez.
Right. Yeah, The Voice.
The Voice.
Right.
I love her. Don't get me wrong. I love Rosie Perez. But she's someone that I would like to, like, that you would like to go have dinner with, hang out, be cool, right, and then go home because that
voice.
That voice.
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so that who you got one. I got you one this time. I didn't even have to take that long to fucking figure it out.
I'm still trying to do the black-white thing. Maggie Gyllenhaal. Maggie Gyllenhaal and Gabrielle's, I don't know her last name, play Precious.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know the last name.
Yeah. This mean moment has been brought to you by.
It's not mean. I thought we did it, handled it nicely.
Antonio Parker. Subject A&A. What's going on, buddy? I'm from Washington, D.C. You never come to D.C. Improv. Also, I want to I don't know where this nigga's been. It's one of my favorite spots. I'm there every year.
It's one of my... that's the one.
Also, I want a $10 lot of money. I feel like messing up on purpose, but this might run-ons anyway, LOL. Well, nigga, you accomplished it. So we go be more... You accomplished it again. So we go be more Comedy Factory. Andy had the room silent. I'm sure he working on his material since then. I come every time.
When was that?
I don't know. Listen, he said we never come to DC Improv. Maybe he got us confused for two other motherfuckers.
I don't remember having really bad shows at.
Well, you know, it's subjective. So this could be his lone opinion.
All right. They still like me coming back there. So
Yeah. No, they do. I come every time you come to the area. One lady got on you the previous time saying you was doing shit she saw on YouTube. Get new material, LOL. You went in on her. The most recent was when you was messing with me and my cousin on the side of the stage and you had the glass in front of you. So KD is better than LeBron. In my opinion, why don't you acknowledge that? And do you think he can take my throne with longevity? Okay. I'm a trucker and Patrice is a genius. He gets me through the day on the road. I never really hear you mention Red Fox.
What?
I love him as well. Also, I've seen every gangster movie, but still haven't seen Breaking Bad. What's your take on that? Have I never discussed Breaking Bad?
I thought we discussed Breaking Bad kind of in depth.
Yeah.
I didn't think I had a shitty set when we had the plastic thing in front of us.
Andy's still on that.
I'm still having the back
dude,
there.
Dude, you've never had a shitty set there. And they would let you know it.
Yeah.
Also, who was the best host from Def Comedy Jam? We know Martin, but I'm curious to know, do you feel the same? Antonio, I don't know what to do with you.
Did you know what, though? He's given me an inspiration.
For what?
We have, our 300th episode coming out?
Yeah.
We should get a plaque. for the most the winner of the $10 a lot of money?
It wouldn't be him.
I'm not saying it would be him.
Oh, okay. You know who it would be.
Yeah, but we should give that out
to someone.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, the inscription's already written in my head.
Okay. Don't give it away then.
All right.
We might want to do that.
Okay.
But he was the inspiration from behind it.
Okay.
To me.
He was just inaccurate with a lot of shit.
Well,
you've never had a bad set.
I've had sets that could have been better.
I'd have been the greatest, but
yeah, but I never.
No
had
one's
it.
Been silent.
Yeah, but
them Baltimore niggas don't be silent.
But I don't do jokes like you, where you have them laughing. You're like you said, you're like speed. You're on a speed bag.
Right.
You're killing them. I tell more stories. So yeah, there's silence in there.
But. Well, that's inaccurate. The fact that he said, "Do I ever go to DC?"
Yeah, that I didn't understand. We go every year.
Every year, like clockwork.
And one of my favorite, it's not the club. It's not the club is tight and small and all that, but it's the people, man. That is the best people in the country.
Yes.
To do comedy in front of, because they're the smartest people and they're living in an area that has everything in it. That's just an amazing place to do comedy.
And again, I praise it because I go, very rarely do we have places where every piece fits. The hotel is one of the best hotels I've ever stayed
That's
in.
True.
Is it called the Mayflower?
Yeah.
The Mayflower, it's elegant. It's beautiful.
It's right across the street.
Right across the street. The club is dope. The nightlife is dope. The women are gorgeous.
There's a late night taco place right down the street from the club.
My spot from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, the sandwich place, Ben's Chili Bowl. Shit.
What is that? Bubs, Mums?
Bubs and Pops.
Bubs and Pops. And, yeah, man, when I said the club, I'm just saying it's an old school style club. So it's not like there's other old school style clubs. It's not just the club. It's
people. Everything. It's
the
right.
The management, the people who run the place are on fucking point. I love that fucking club.
And as much as we talk about TV and movies, we've talked about Breaking Bad on more than one occasion.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Dude, yeah, you have a seat, nigga. We're gonna get to you. We're gonna get to you. I don't know. that just threw me.
But that was a weird show that he brought up, the one with the plexiglass in it in Baltimore. Because it was.
Yeah, because that was COVID.
Yeah, that was.
But that was the worst. That's the weirdest it had ever been.
Yeah, because usually the plexiglass was for the people. And they had the plexiglass around them.
Like we were the prisoners.
Yeah, we had the plexiglass in front of us like a fishbowl.
You know, and talk about utilizing what you got to work with. I'm a little proud of myself.
Dude.
Because of the two bits I did about this is every scene you see in a black movie. Mama. Yeah, that's a nigga behind the prison glass. And I go, I'm going to do an impression for y'all. And I did the rat in the case.
At Lexington, from Lexington Market. Place.
So goddamn, nigga, you could have mentioned that.
That shit
as opposed to, yeah, nigga,
dude. And I'm not usually jealous, like, because I know who you are, and I know that you're Aerie Spears. You've been doing it. You have all these jokes.
I'm a bad man.
That joke where you did the rat thing.
Yes,
that made me jealous because that was something that my fucking fucked up brain would normally have thought of, and you thought of it, and I didn't get that.
And they loved it because it was, you know how every local place loves when you kick their city in the balls. And they loved it because they were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I love that. Was one of my favorite things that this whole COVID that came from, like, you know, all the bullshit that we had to go through. But that COVID was almost worth it just for that joke.
Right. right. Almost.
Almost.
This is from Kausa Karai. Kausa Karai. A&A, they are bringing back Wonder Years this September with a black cast. How do you feel about black cast for Wonder Years? Did you both ever watch Wonder Years growing up? That's my favorite show of all time. Love and peace, my patria's coach soul.
I had that in a note to ask you about.
I know you did. I remember you asked me about that.
Just being rebooted.
Well, this is a two-part answer. One, when they say Wonder Years for niggas, what years are they talking about? Because the Wonder Years, the whole premise of the show was the years back when. So if we're doing a black Wonder Years and we're staying true to the formula, other than the 90s and now, what back when was wonder for us.
I think wonder years could have been when you're youthful and you have the world is could have been the interpretation of that. The world is new when you have hope, aspirations, and dreams,
and a certain amount of naivete
that hasn't been crushed by the outside world.
Yeah, tell that to Tamir Rice.
Do that as a wonder year.
Geronimo!
Yeah, but you know, that would be interesting if you took the person that's that age, the same age as Tamir Rice, and then you they had to watch that on TV, and then you saw how the difference of what a wonder years would be.
I see what you did there. You did some late 70s, 80s TV shit.
Yeah.
You give us both. You give us the comedy, but you give us the raw reality.
And that they have to see, and see how they how that would play. So it could be interesting if they ever get, but I don't think it's going to get, I don't think that's what they're doing with it.
Second answer to your question. Oh, did I watch Wonder Years? You know, I dabbled in and out of it. There were times when I was into it, and then there were times where I was just like, I don't give a fuck.
I was already doing my own things. I wasn't watching.
You was GTA Ed.
I wasn't watching any Wonder Years. I think I saw a couple episodes.
Andy was selling shit that made you have Wonder Years.
I think that I saw a couple of episodes, and the only reason I saw them is because I wanted to see the actors in it, because I heard they were pretty funny and they were good.
Right.
But I have no reference really to the Wonder Years. I couldn't tell you any of the arcs or any of the storylines that happened in it.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, Fred Savage, super nice dude. First time I did Montreal Comedy Festival when it actually mattered. He was a host at one of the galas. Couldn't have been nicer.
I liked him in, he was on a Seinfeld where Kramer runs into him into LA and he's trying to show him his treatment. And Kramer spazzes out because it's some
Fred Savage.
Yeah, it's a great scene. And
yeah,
it's pretty funny. I know you're not a Seinfeld guy, so you wouldn't know that.
No, I'm a well-rounded tactician of the sport called comedy. I check a little bit of everything out. You know, I appreciate a little bit of Seinfeld.
Okay.
You know, I'm not heavy in it, but I appreciate it. Ephraim Young, Raising Canaan. Yo, what up, brothers? I know y'all power fans, and he's not really. And to be honest with you, past the original with Omari Hardwick. Not really. But
I did find a little love for the original.
Okay. And I love power to accept the acting was suspect at times. I don't know. It wasn't.
The writing was suspect at times.
Yo, Raising Canaan is fucking good. Not sure about the other spinoff, but this joint, good. Set in the 90s, so the music fly too. Check it out. I like this. This nigga writes how he is.
So that's not a $10 amount of
money. No, it's nigga money. Yo, Canaan is fucking good. Not sure about the other spinoff, but this joint good. Set in the 90s, so the music fly too.
Dude. You should print up them dollars.
Right. Oh, nigga dollars. Dude, $10 nigga dollars.
Dude, that is, it should be just a picture of you.
I'm on the money.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, then you could do your joke. When I say this boy has a lot of money.
When I say the boy got his own money, the boy got his own money.
That's what.
Yeah, man, listen. I tried to watch, that other power show, the spinoff. Method Man took me out of it.
What is it with you and Method Man?
I don't buy him as an actor, nigga. I don't buy him. And I love the shit out of Godfather in Harlem. And incidentally, his character just got killed off in Godfather in Harlem. And listen, man, that show that you liked that I started to watch about 70s New York.
Yeah.
He was the pimp on that.
Yeah.
He was the lawyer on this power show.
Yeah.
He was a hustler on Godfather in Harlem. I don't buy Method Man, dude.
Did Dude, I thought he did a great job.
He's not doing it for me, man.
I thought he did a great job. As the lawyer, I thought he did a great job.
Nah, especially not as the lawyer.
How?
I went, that's Method Man trying to be a lawyer.
That is Method Man, and he's acting like a lawyer.
Nah, son, nah. And I'm not going to watch this Kanan shit. I told you, man, the only reason why I'm going to go see Saints in New Jersey is because I'm a soprano whore, and the concept, even though it's the same as Power, in other words, yo, they're taking it back before. Let me not make excuses. I'm a fucking soprano whore. So I'm seeing this bitch. And plus, here's the difference. It's his son. So there might be some actual in that. Yo, I told you, I don't disrespect the crib, yo. If the man of the house ain't home, I don't put my feet up and take my shoes off. And Omari Hardwick ain't in Power. The man of the house ain't home. So I'm not doing it. Like I said, for the same reason, I'm not going to see this new Sex in the City movie or the spinoff. Kim Cattrall ain't in it. You done broke up the band. You took Slash off Guns N' Roses. I'm not doing it.
I think with the Sopranos, too, you also have so many characters to build off of that you're going to see their early. You're excited to see their early days. Yeah. The Kanan show, that's going to be just focused on a small
50 Cent's character.
But I think it could be, I don't know. Like, I like what he said about the music, and mm-hmm. It could be kind of cool.
If there's one of the spinoffs I may check out, it will be the one where Tommy is now, the story is on Tommy, the guy that played Tommy as a grown man, and he drove to L.A. And now it's his story of him being in L.A. I might check that out because Tommy, it's still, even though it ain't Omari, it's Tommy. So I might do that one. And then, you know, they have another one supposedly where they follow them as literally kids in school. Come on, man. We jumping the shark. Come on, man. Yeah. But, you know, it be what it be, baby.
I think he's sleeping on Method Man. I think he's
so son. I'm telling you.
I want you guys out there. What do you think about Method Man's acting? Is anybody
like
else having a problem?
Like, to me, there's guys who you watch and you could feel, you could sense, you could see their talent, their rawness, their like, yo, this motherfucker's an actor. Denzel's so iconic. I'm trying to think of younger people. Fuck. Now I'm catching an Andy poop. Young good black actors out there. I don't know. I wanna say Michael B. Jordan, but I'm feeling forced to. To me, he still hasn't done anything yet that makes me go, it's a bad motherfucker right here. All right, I'll give you Chadwick Boseman. He was an actor, man.
Yeah.
I don't get that from Method Man. What I see is a rapper playing a role.
I thought he grew as an actor. I really did. Is there any rapper that you think is a good actor?
I think Will Smith, of all the rappers, is the greatest actor of the bunch.
Take him out of it.
But Will is not, to me, on Denzel's level.
Okay, but take Will out of it.
No.
Okay.
No. And I actually, it was on the other day, that movie, Identity Theft. But, you know, I love my man. What's his name? He's in all the comedies. Ozark, the star of Ozark.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Bateman.
I don't remember names. I told
you. That's tragic. How you in entertainment and don't know names? But anyway, he was in Identity Theft. It actually makes me mad. T.I. I get mad. Nigga, you in a comedy, trying to do comedy, nigga, and you got a southern accent. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. At least lose the southern accent. You're in a comedy. It's like when that Christmas movie comedy with Vince Vaughn and Ludacris is in it. Like, I get mad when I see rappers in comedies.
Do you understand? This is how we eat. This is what we do. This is what we study. And I know this is the part where people go hate or bitter, but I'm just going, this is a comedy. I live, breathe, sleep, sweat, eat this. I take scripts and go, how do I make this funnier? How do I take what's already on paper and make it elevated? That's how we think. We're wired to do that. They don't have that skill. They stay within the confines of the script because they don't have the ability to go, oh, if I do this, this will be funny. I get mad when I see rappers in fucking comedies.
Did you see Luda in the car movies, the other car movies?
The Fast and the Furious?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't think he was any good in that?
But he wasn't doing comedy.
No. But he was acting.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Okay. Because I thought he was good in that.
I'll give him that.
What do you think instead?
It pains my nutsack to see Ice Cube do comedies, nigga. Friday movies, I don't mind because that formula is straight man to the Mike Epps, straight man to the Chris Tucker. He's the straight, even though he's doing funny shit within it, he's playing the role that allows his partner to do what they do best.
Yeah.
That's no different from Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby. Sidney was a straight guy, but he was funny at times as a straight guy. But he left the comedy up to the expert. But when it's, are we there yet? This nigga is the dad on the ladder as the ladder falls back.
It doesn't
get seem, the fuck out of here.
But that's also because it doesn't seem very Cube-esque. That doesn't seem like him.
And it's then, hard to go from yay, yay,
and
to...
But they play...
Bum, 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 bum.
But in the comedies, they play off the yay, yay part of him, too. I mean, they use that because of his look. Let me ask you this question, though. How funny would it be if you... if you take Method Man out of all the roles that he had and give him to Old Dirty Bastard and have him those parts... Now do you like? Now would it be better? Would it be funnier to you?
It's a comedy now. Now it's a comedy. It's a fucking comedy. There's a comedy.
I'd love to see.
There's no way I'm getting out of that and believing you in a suit, nigga. How does your client plead? Nigga, innocent. Baby, yo, yippee, yay. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. God, and I know I catch a lot of shit for being this bitter motherfucker, but please tell me I don't have a legitimate gripe. How would you feel if something you was your dream and your passion and your blood, sweat, and tears and your training and all your hard work was just handed over to motherfuckers that you know can't do what you do? That don't rub you wrong a little bit?
No, I understand what your point is, but you know this is, you know from this business, it's not about funny, it's about selling tickets.
I know, but you could still sell tickets with the people. This is the problem with this business. They're so stuck on image. They panic. Gotta put a face. Instead of sometimes going, have faith in the talent. Have faith in the ability. That can win you too if it does what it's supposed to, if it's good. Don't get so married to the face, to a name, because there have been big movies with faces and names that have tanked. Why? The material sucked. It starts with the material, the base. Last Action Hero, one of the biggest tanks in Hollywood history. At that time, no budget was $200 million for a movie. One of the biggest tanks. And at that time, when Arnold Schwarzenegger was the guy. Fantastic. It died. If the material ain't right, don't get caught up in the face and the name.
Do you like Last Action Hero now?
Last Action Hero.
If you watched it now.
What do you mean?
The movie.
Oh, I just said.
Yeah, if you watch it now, do you like it?
Not at all, nigga.
I think it's funny.
It's terrible.
The premise of it is horrible. But the movie itself, when you're watching, is kind of
funny.
I don't
even know that the premise is bad. Dude, you know, it's very hard. And I don't know who tells these action guys. I guess they just go, at some point, you got to switch it up. Can't keep blowing shit up and shooting niggas. You got to do a comedy. Because they all do it. They all go, time to be funny. Vin Diesel, Schwarzenegger, The Rock. They do those cute comedies. That's a hard sell, man. Again, you're big. I know what you're playing on. The macho doing cute, silly shit because you're used to throwing niggas through windows. Now you're taking pies to the face.
Did you see Twins? Arnold Schwarzenegger and...
Nigga, matter of fact, I swear to God, Annie, I'm not lying. This was what... You know, I say my career is fucking cursed. Dude, the director, what's his fucking name? Oh, my God. Ivan Reitman. I got cast in that movie. I was cast in Twins. I couldn't do it because Aaron Spelling wouldn't let me out of my contract because I was doing Crosstown Traffic, that pilot for Fox.
Yeah.
But I was cast in Twins, nigga.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
What was your part?
Just some silly little quick black guy part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
but did you think Arnold was good in that? But he was the, but again,
he was a straight man to Danny DeVito.
But it was good.
Yeah, but do you see the difference though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
When you're the straight man to the, let the guy who does what he does,
yeah,
it's okay for the straight guy to do silly shit. But to put a whole franchise in the hands of a non-funny person, that's crazy.
But you have Robert De Niro and Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, but look who's surrounded by.
Yeah.
Beverly D'Angelo.
And he's still playing the straight guy.
He's playing the straight guy. He's surrounded by funny motherfuckers. It's different if it's straight man, funny guy, or you're surrounded by funny motherfuckers. The weight is not on you. When that weight is on you, that's terrible, man. Come on. Come on. Jingle All the Way was cool, but Sinbad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was all right. I'm just trying to think if there's any... I'm trying to think of a movie that would...
Terrible. Throw Mama from the Train. Yeah. Wait.
That's
it. I always get that mixed up. Even though I don't know how big of a hit that was. Well, no, that was a hit because Billy Crystal...
Yeah, that was good.
And Danny DeVito. Oh, Stop When My Mom Will Shoot.
Yeah. Oh,
Tank.
Dude, that was...
Oscar. Tank. Stallone played the mobster with Marissa Tomei. Like, nigga, comedy... Motherfuckers don't respect... How hard this is.
Joe Pesci, though. In, what was the movie with the Karate Kid? No, with the Karate Kid, dude.
Ralph Macchio?
Yeah.
My Cousin Vinny.
That, he did comedy. Excellent.
But Joe Pesci's a funny motherfucker. In the Home Alone movies, hilarious.
You're right. And then.
Lethal Weapon?
Lethal Weapon. Funny.
Yeah. Funny.
But he also plays... The fucking psycho is gangster.
He's a bad motherfucker, dude. He's a bad motherfucker, Joe Pesci.
So you give him the exception card.
Yes. Yes. There are exceptions to the rule.
Okay.
But for the most part, your comedy's hard, man.
It is hard.
It's hard.
Because it's timing. It's not just...
Like I said, one of the greatest things, I most respectable things I ever heard was when Denzel said, because somebody asked him, why you don't do comedies, man? Like, I don't think I'm cut out for it. This is one of the greatest actors ever acknowledging how hard that shit is. And the ones that have tried it, Pacino tried to do a couple comedies.
What was his comedy?
Dick Tracy.
Oh.
Playing the villain in Dick Tracy.
No, that wasn't good.
God, I was just on the tip of... Oh, nigga, I'll tell you this. And you know I love me some Denzel. But I've always said, nigga, accents are hard to pull off. Yeah. The Mighty Quinn with him and Robert Townsend. And I can't believe they didn't have someone on set. And they could hire people. Dialect coaches. Yeah. Denzel's Jamaican accent is horrendous. He goes in and out. You got to see it. The Mighty Quinn. There'll be times where he'll go, now let me just try to do one Jamaican accent fluid. And even though, again, I'm not the best Jamaican accent, but what time you guys want to get together, go downstairs, I get something to eat. Now you see how I tried to, it kept all of, here was Denzel. What time you want to get together and you guys want to go get something to eat? This nigga would start off and fall off.
That was the
same. Don't come upstairs. The man over there is not ready yet. I was like, oh my God, is no one catching this?
That was the same as, fuck, I always forget these fucking guys' names. Who's the tin cup guy? The bodyguard, Kevin Costner.
Right.
He did Robin Hood.
I never saw that, but I heard.
Yeah, like the first few minutes, there's an accent.
Right.
And then after that, it's all broken.
Dude, I remember
they got the first 3 minutes right.
I sent out a post where I asked specifically what movie stars, some of the biggest name movie stars with the worst accents in the list. And that was one of them.
Yeah.
The one of the top ones of the worst, Keanu Reeves, Dracula. Yeah, Mina's going to the castle.
Dude, I don't even remember that. I remember it, but I don't even remember. I have erased that. I have such little, my hard drive is full, obviously. That's why I don't remember shit. And I got rid of that. I took that out.
Right.
I had to take that out because I can't, that I knew that.
I'm sure there'll be some Jamaican who'll correct me, but I think when they say, hold on, it's hold on. Denzel would go, all right, hold on. Or, you know, the man went upstairs, you know, upstairs. He goes, all right, the man went upstairs. I mean, it was so bad. All right, let me read this last one again.
That's nice that you can at least go off on the guy that you, I know that you put on the highest of esteem.
Nigga, I love him, but I just went. And again, to me, it's about respect. Like, you got to respect the craft, your comedy. Yo, you got to respect how hard it is to do accents. It's an art to that shit. You can do it, but you got to put in the work. The dialect coach, you got to, you know, and a lot of actors don't want to have someone constantly going, cut. No. You got to do it this way. They get frustrated, nigga. Like, I'm a motherfucking, leave me alone. Work, nigga. All right, last one. Ali D, the lovely Andy, everyone. Hi, Aries and Andy. I took your advice and started from the first podcast, and I'm happy to say I'm finally caught up, and boy, was it a wild ride. Unfortunately, after so many podcast episodes, I was hoping that Andy would grow on me, and that's just not the case. I never saw someone that feels the need to play devil's advocate so many times. It feels like he feels that there needs to be a debate every episode rather than two guys shooting the shit. But my biggest gripe would have to be how Andy walks on eggshells whenever he's talking about absolutely anything, like he's afraid he'll get canceled. I mean, my God, I remember when you were mentioning a movie you were in and how it was trash. And he was talking about The Pest. And Andy chimed in with how you shouldn't say it's trash because you might run into those people and you might miss out on a role. Andy, I understand if Aries was careful with how he says things, because he's still a very well-known dude. But with all due respect, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, but you're not that famous. You're not famous enough to get canceled. Still love the podcast, though. I have two opinions on this.
Okay.
You want to go first?
No, you go first. No, I'll give mine.
LED, I think I know what you mean about me and what I say and because of I'm a little known or whatever. But I gotta say, and I'm still having problems doing this because I'm who I am, and I don't like biting my tongue. But Andy is right. Like I said, the Key and Peele shit. I wish I could take it back because I'm almost 100% sure that if I could take it back, Jordan would have put me in something because he worked with me, him and Keegan, during Mad TV's final years. And if I had done a better job of making myself accessible to them and embracing them, kind of like big brother, little brother, and I didn't say what I said, I'm sure he would have put me in something. So yeah, that shit can bite you in the ass. So I agree there with Andy a little bit. And the other part you wrote, he might not be famous, but he's not wrong when he says we live in a time now where people like to find shit, and when you get famous, try to stop you. So even though he may not be, he could be. And things come up. They tried to, you know, with Kevin, with the Oscars, from a tweet from way back, got this motherfucker damn near canceled. But, you know, Kevin's such a juggernaut at the box office that things like that can be deemed forgivable. So.
All right. So here real quick, because you started on my on what my fame is. And I don't really I wasn't trying to get famous, but I don't want to get canceled. And you said I can't get canceled because I'm not famous. So do you know the guy's name who was hired to be on SNL? And then they went back and they found a tweet. Not a tweet. They found on a podcast. He said something and he was never on SNL. And you know why you don't know his name?
Exactly.
Because they canceled him. Do you know the guy who was the producer of Jeopardy, who's no longer the producer of Jeopardy, but he was going to be the host of Jeopardy? Do you know his name? You probably don't remember his name. You know why?
Exactly.
So you have a strong point. I do walk on eggshells, and it shouldn't be my first concern, but we live in a time when it's a concern. So I'd say that. Number two, the other thing that you miss and that you might have not understood, especially with The Pest, The Pest also has a when you knock a movie like The Pest, and Aries was just being frank about the movie and how it came out, but that's also it's a cult movie, at least in the Hispanic community. So when you knock that movie, you're knocking a following that it has, and that's one of the reasons I said it. Number two is what you don't know, because you're not famous, is that when a movie gets made, it costs millions of dollars. And there's people that have their investment money into the movie. Then there's all the actors that put all their time in the movie. There's all the people behind the scenes that put their time into the movie. And yes, whether a movie's good or not, that's one part of it. And Aries is an honest person, and he says how he feels. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there is.
But the truth is, all those people that have their blood, sweat, and tears in it and took a beating for making that movie, and things didn't work out for them either, that hurts them. And some of those people are the people that might have the next project. So what I'm saying, and what I try to reiterate as much as I can, there's ways to say shit that you can still say shit without fucking those relationships up. Because this business is nothing but relationships. So my relationship with you is non-existent, and I know how you feel about me, and I get that, and that's fine. But it would be like me now talking shit about you. And someday you may end up at some place that you could give me a job. So if I said something horrible about you right now, I could put myself in a position that you may not want to use me, that you might have, because I might fit a part or a character that you want. And you don't mean anything to me that I would go out of my way to say anything bad about you right now. I think you're not knowledgeable in what you're speaking about, though.
I think her name is Katherine Heigl. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The actress. She was on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, and she was.
And she was also in some Seth Rogen movies.
Yeah.
You know, her career, she was fucked up a little bit because she shitted on one of the movies she made in an interview. And then she said something about she didn't want to accept the Emmy nomination for Grey's Anatomy because she felt the material wasn't strong. And now her ass is, you know, there you go.
She'll take a non-strong part.
Right now.
Right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is the game. That's why I said, man, Hollywood is high school. You said what about who? Oh, shit. Guess who's not invited to the whatever, Glee Club. Guess who's not invited to the party this weekend at so-and-so's house, at the popular quarterback or the cheerleader.
Well, and you know, I've said this on the podcast too. Everybody's only you're one role or one part away from success.
Yeah.
So the guy that you hate, the guy who you didn't like working with, because he might have been a bad actor, might not came prepared, might have had a lot of issues. You don't know what he's going to do 2 years later, and you don't know that one part could change everything.
Let me tell you something, dude. I'm telling you, at the time on Mad TV, if you could have gave me $1 billion, put a gun to my head, and said, who do you see being huge from here? Because he was so quiet, and it'd be the ones. He was so quiet. The skits he did really didn't hit like that. There's no way I would have fucking thought Jordan Peele would be an Oscar-winning director, nigga. And I mean, from Get Out to Us, I think it was called, that movie with Lupita Nyong'o, to now Candyman, which just broke a record as the highest grossing movie for a black female director. He produced it. I thought he directed it. He produced it, Jordan, but a black woman directed it. And then he had that show, I think it was on Hulu, that he produced with Al Pacino. What? There's no way I saw that coming. So I'm just like, God damn.
And see, and listen, this isn't about not saying what you want to say, but Aries, and I'm not here to tell Aries how to say anything. I'm really not. I'm here to remind him of what this business is sometimes. That's all I ever say. Aries is his own man. I'm not trying to tell him what to say. But he could have said everything he said about Jordan Peele. Is saying the same thing. Chappelle was in a different place to say it, but you could easily say they followed the blueprint. They had a master set up the blueprint.
Right.
Could have said the same thing. And the relationship doesn't get torn. So just like anything else in life, it's just about how you hang your clothes up.
Mm. Instead of being hung with you while in your clothes. You don't be hung while in your clothes.
And it's just, think about it however you want to think about it. And yeah, I might have not grown on you, but I probably, like, I'm going to say this, and I'm not listening to my own. You're probably not in this business.
Yeah. Much love to you, brother. All right, let's get out of here. Coming up right now, and as always, please, Spearsburg Pod, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Patreon, and yeah, that's it.
And you're listening to this while we are now in September 13th. When is that?
That's next week.
Yeah.
We're
in Hartford. Indianapolis is 3 weeks. So we're going to have to fix that on this other episode, too.
Maybe. All right. Hartford, where the motherfucker wanted to stab Aries. And where I got to catch a bottle to the face. All right.
You have problems in the mall.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Mustafa X. Instagram, MustafainTheFlesh. In other words, Mustafa in the flesh is the Instagram. Artist, Mustafa, Mustafa. Song is called Hail Mary. Instagram, @MustafainTheFlesh. Spelled the way it sounds. All right, y'all. Love you.
We're out.
This is a Hail Mary. 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 When you work dead end at the dead end. And you can't stop, won't stop sinning.
Got my hands on my nuts, I'm just checking.
See this cash out. Damn girl, you fine, turn that ass around. Let me show you what this thing about. But first, let me give a little care. This is a Hail Mary. This is a Hail Mary. This is a Hail Mary. This is a Hail Mary.
But I keep a strap. Step in my lane and you gon' get clapped. I'm playing the field, a wreck in the stack. They did it, then I'm not hitting it.
That's how I get pussy.